Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
833-287-1037. Have you ever shown anything at the San Diego County Fair or any county fair, as tomorrow we are broadcasting from the San Diego County Fair, where we hope we run into this kid?
What did you think about the ride?
It was great. And apparently, I've never been on live television before, but... apparently, sometimes I don't watch the news because I'm a kid, and apparently Grandpa just gives me the remote after we watch the Powerball.
John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on 103.7 KSON. It's fair time, man.
It is.
I drove down the 5 this morning. They must have been like testing out the lights, but there were some lights going on and some lights going off. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay, all right. 5's about to get real busy.
We get a lot of fun stuff when it comes to county fairs.
833-287-1037. So something interesting happened in the office yesterday when we were talking about broadcasting from the fair tomorrow morning as the start of the San Diego County Fair. Our sales rep for the fair, his name is George. We've known for years. Years.
Mm-hmm. And he dropped a fun little bomb on us yesterday.
He is an award-winning banana bread baker. He's a blue ribbon baker, and he's entering a banana bread at the San Diego County Fair.
Right. So have you entered anything? Has your mother, your grandmother, your father, your grandfather? We want to hear those stories.
And I know I'm talking to you. I'm so sorry I forgot your name, young girl in Ramona, that I was talking to on Sunday when Tam and I were up there doing a fundraiser for the Ramona Junior Fair, that she's showing pigs at the San Diego County Fair. And she was so excited about showing her pig.
I want to do a special call out. If anybody listening has ever entered the table setting competition, I want to know your entire life journey and how you have gotten to...
What are you talking about?
There is a competition. I've seen it at my fair back where I grew up. It happens here too, where people do table settings, and it's a competition.
Table settings, like, what are you talking about? Like putting centerpieces together?
Like, yeah, like the whole table.
So they have a theme? So
yeah, there's a theme.
Okay.
There's centerpieces. The tableware is in theme. Everything's in theme, and there are these beautiful table settings.
Elaborate,
and it's the most...
I bet. Yeah.
Wait a second. You're telling me the San Diego County Fair has a special presentation for people who can table set?
Oh, yeah. John, have you not been through all the competition areas?
You know what? I haven't been through a lot of them in a long, long time.
Oh, man.
You'd be shocked. You'd be shocked on what people do with competition. What? You know, the butter sculptors get all the glory, right? We always hear about these people who do the butter sculptures.
Mm-hmm. Do they do that here, too?
I don't know if they do butter sculptures
here. No, I haven't seen a butter sculpture. You do have a competition of collections, which is also super fun.
And you're telling me there's a table setting competition?
Yes! And I want to know who these people are, because I want to be one of them.
Have you ever entered anything at the fair? I want to hear about your fair life, because there's a definite culture there. 833-287-1037. It is fair time. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show, broadcasting from the fair tomorrow morning. We've had some of our best moments on the show ever at this fair broadcast. I mean, we can go into... Tammy on the...
Oh, we've heard that
the
one
the slingshot or whatever the hell that was called.
Oh, whatever drop or something. Oh, make a drop. Make a drop. That's what it was.
Make a drop.
Oh, God. I don't want to... Oh, God. Ah!
Oh, my God. It's still the best moment ever. Anyway, 833-287-1037 as we get geared up for one of the best fairs I've ever been to, the San Diego County Fair. Let's hear about your fair life, the fair entries that you've made, whether you're a professional table setter or you're like our sales guy, George, who makes a mean banana bread. Maybe you got a pig in the fair. I don't know. Well, we want to hear it.
So I grew up a few hours north of San Diego, I say in the middle of nowhere, and we raised pigs my whole life. So we did 4-H and FFA. We had pigs in every single fair that existed from the time I was 5 years old until I was in high school.
As we get geared up for the San Diego County Fair opening tomorrow, Tam and I broadcasting from the start of the fair. Mm-hmm. We want to hear about your fair experiences, like Courtney in Oceanside, showing some pigs. Maybe you are a competitive table setter, which I didn't know existed until about a half hour ago.
And Courtney, that was your life.
It was my life. Every summer was fair time.
And you sleep with the pigs, don't you?
I can tell you I took many naps at the fair with my pigs.
I bet.
Right, I bet you did.
That's awesome, Courtney.
Take care, Courtney. Appreciate you. 833-287-1037. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on 103.7 KSON. And there's not many things more San Diego than the San Diego County Fair. And that's what we're talking about.
Ashley and Alpine, share your fair time with us.
Oh, gosh. Well, it started when I was like 10. I actually used to show through the 4-H and the FFA all of the different animals. And then as I got to be an adult, they tell you that you are too old to do that. So they have other competitions that we can enter, which is super fun. I actually have a wedding and events company. So at the Del Mar Fair, they have a competition that's called a vignette. And they have a 5x5 square or a 10x10 square that you get to go in there. And that's the thing that they go and they dress up, basically. And what it's supposed to be is like a business showcase. So like when we do table spreads for a wedding, that's that look.
You see, when Jessica said that there's table setting events, I thought, man, wedding businesses must rack up these awards because that's exactly right, I guess. All right, well, cool. That explains it. I figured, like, when my dad used to tell me to set the table, I thought that's what she meant. Like, you know, silverware here, napkin there, glass there. I mean, that's kind of lame.
As fast as I could do it with the best style, that would be a fun competition. We should definitely suggest it.
Thank you for your call. Jen, Allied Gardens, you got a fair experience for us?
My sons entered a collections contest.
Okay, what were their collections?
It was old coins. My grandfather died, and we found his collection from World War I. He had joined the Navy, lied about his age at 13,
went into war.
By 16, he'd been all around the world, and he had collected a coin from every place he went. So we took a map and glued them all around the edge and drew a line to all the spots on an old coffee table. And they entered the coffee table into the collections contest. By the time we got to go see the fair, people had left them envelopes full of coins. Saying, wow. You don't have anything from my country.
Oh, wow. That's so cool. Thank you for your phone call. That's a really, really good story.
Thank you, Jen.
Terry, out in San Marcos, share your fair story with us, pal.
Good morning. I grew up going to the fair, but this was like back in the 70s.
Uh-huh.
So my dad would take his vacation every year, and we'd take the camper, and we would actually be able to camp at the fair all week long.
God, you must have had so much fun as a little boy, though, doing that, man.
That you always knew what your vacation was going to be, and it was just so much fun to experience all of that.
It was great, you know. The best thing I ever did is they always had the professional rodeo and, you know, the sideshow during the rodeo. One particular year, they decided to put a buffalo in every single bucking chute and get volunteers to ride the buffalo, and they had about a string of firecrackers about 20 feet out.
Oh, my God.
The intention was to let all the buffalo riders out at the same time as they go across the string of firecrackers. And I volunteered. My parents signed the papers for that. That was pretty fun. Except for buffalo don't buck. They just run.
Yeah. Yeah.
That sounds dangerous as hell.
Yeah, it does.
That's life.
Yeah, that's true.
Driving in San Diego traffic is dangerous. Yeah. I'd rather take my chances with a buffalo.
Yeah, you take the buffalo any day of the week. I don't blame you, Terry.
All right, man.
Thank you so much for that.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.